Kyle Cunningham, Southwick. First of all, I don't know if I've seen a guy pick up the RC Hard Charger and the Privateer Power Award, which you got from Muddy Creek. So nice job of doubling up on the trophies last week.
Yeah, it's really awesome that FMF does something for the Privateers to kind of notice the guys who are really, you know, putting it all out there to get to the races and get it done. So that was awesome. And then also got the Hard Charger Award. I felt good last weekend. And I felt like I carried that momentum into today in practice. We were 7th the first and 8th the second. And, man, me and my dad were contemplating all day just motor-wise on going ahead and ruining a brand-new motor or trying to see if the one would make it through. And guess we made the wrong decision.
Spoiler alert, it did not work.
Yeah. Nobody's fault. I was just kind of my question on that, but... I made the decision, and the bike was running good in practice, so just one of those fluke things that happened. So, we were riding good first moto and just lost the motor, which is a bummer. And then I think we came from about dead last to 13th, and I had a big mistake there about 10 minutes to go. I stalled it, and it took me a minute to get it started, so... I think we might have had a shot at another 10th place moto without that, but...
You were way far back, and then again, you had a bad start because your gate pick and everything from the first moto, so, yeah, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I feel like I'm gaining some momentum, and, my dad, obviously, if I could give the FMF Privateer Award to someone, it would be him. He's really been busting his butt for me, and if it wasn't for the help of Glenn today with the JGR guys... I don't think we would have got the motor in there for the second moto. So, it's been a little bit tough, but we've been making progress and getting a lot better. The program right now, I don't know if a lot of people know it, but, HEP kind of gave me the bikes and the parts with a little help from Suzuki. And then J-Bone and these guys are nice enough to haul my stuff around, but... After that, it's kind of on me.
You're as privateer as it gets, really.
After that, it's on me and Pops. But, I have the help, like I said, from the HEP guys, from the JGR guys, from my dad, every day of the week. And, I'm happy with the progress. The 450 has been a learning curve this year, but I think we've shown some good speed at times and some flashes and finally put it together a little the last two weekends. And, it's a bummer. When you have a day like today, but the 13th and the second moto wasn't bad, and we'll keep building.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.